This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. A typical Missouri household might not gain so much from a Senate-endorsed overhaul of the state's tax policies. A family of four earning just more than Missourians' median household income of $45,000 could save just a few dozen dollars annually. The proposed mixture of income tax cuts and sales tax hikes could save wealthier taxpayers, particularly those running their own businesses, a lot more. Yet seniors reliant on Social Security benefits could pay more. The Associated Press analysis of the legislation was conducted with the aid of former State Budget Director Jim Moody and based on hypothetical tax returns prepared by a certified public accountant. Different estimates have put the eventual cost to the state between $450 million and $950 million annually. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says the Federal Aviation Administration is taking too long to change their policy on restricting electronic usage during flights. As Chris McDaniels reports, McCaskill is beginning to draft legislation in response.
In December, McCaskill wrote FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, asking him to reconsider the policy that restricts usage of devices like iPads and Kindles during flights. When McCaskill read the FAA's lukewarm response that said the organization was looking into it, she announced she was going to pursue the changes legislatively.
And this is not complicated. I mean, if they have some kind of hidden evidence somewhere that Kindles and iPads somehow pose a threat that is more serious than a hardback book, then present it.
McCaskill serves on the committee that has jurisdiction over FAA policy and says she'll meet with stakeholders soon to discuss the formation of the bill. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Thousands of Cherokee Native Americans died walking the Trail of Tears in the 1830s. As KBIA's Erica Vandenhuten tells us, volunteers began working to convert a section of that trail in Springfield, Missouri, into a walking path.
Ozark Greenway's executive director, Terry Whaley, says they acquired an abandoned railroad track about 6 years ago. They originally planned for it to be an urban connecting greenway. Then, 3 years ago, the County Historical Society was researching the Trail of Tears and realized the section of railroad was part of the original trail. Whaley says this finding changed their plans for the trail.
It will be very low-key in terms of development, and our objective here is to interpret the Trail of Tears story for current residents that live in Springfield and visitors, and also honor the past.
He says part of this low-key plan is laying a gravel pathway instead of a traditional 12-foot-wide asphalt walkway. Jack Shryock of the Southeastern Cherokee Council has been volunteering with the project this week. He says not laying asphalt will help him maintain a connection with those who died on the trail.
And to us, it's being near where our ancestors actually walked and suffered on that path.
Shryock says he has already felt a spiritual connection working on the trail. He says he hopes this will transfer to other Native Americans who will visit the trail.
It was very meaningful to myself and to the others that were there because we feel very, very close to our heritage, and we know that eventually that there's going to be a lot of Native American people that are going to be able to walk that trail and feel the same things, you know, that we do now.
Whaley says there's been a lot of community support for the project, but now that needs to be transferred into funding. He hopes the project will be completed by the end of the year. Erica Vandenhuten, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.